Yeah. So the pasuk reads like this. Vayerdu elav melech Yisrael v'yoshafat. So when they went to Elisha, so it says they went down melech Yisrael v'yoshafat. Now we know that the malchus of Beis David, that's the Iker Malchus. In fact, the Me'iri in Hoiria says that Shaul HaMelech, who came from Binyamin, was only what he calls his a mashkin. It wasn't even a real kingdom. It was like a temporary kingdom being held on temporarily. Like you hold a mashkin, you make a loan, you give somebody collateral to hold on. So the Me'iri calls the whole Malchus of Shaul HaMelech as a mashkin. So the main kingdom is Malchus Beis David. That's the main kingdom. And yet, the Pasuk says, Vayerdu Elov, they went down to the Novi Elisha, Melech Yisrael v'Yeshafat. Melech Yisrael and Yeshafat went down to Elisha. So the Medrash Rabbe, Bamidbar Rabbe, the Medrash Taka asked the question, why does it say Melech Yisrael v'Yeshafat? So the Medrash says, L'choy should be fakel. If anything, it should have said, Vayelech Melech Yehuda, Im Yehoram. Because Yehoram was just not a real king. So it's Pshat. So the Medrash Rabbah says like this, Lomo Leinema B'Yoshofet Melech. Why doesn't it say that Yehoshofet was a king when he went down? The Pasuk says, so the Medrash Rabbah answers, Lo Yidiachan V'Sanusay Shaloy Say Tzadik. Listen to the Chiddush in the Medrash. It's telling you the anivus of that tzaddik, talking about Yehoshafat. Shehoya moirid shalai rotza leirid lifnei anovi bebigdei malchus ala kechover hedyot. When Yehoshafat went to Elisha, he took off his bigdei malchus. He went like a simple guy. Put on regular simple clothing. He went down to the Novi, like he's a regular guy. Yehoshafat, he went down like he's a regular guy. And Yehoram, whose taka should have been a regular guy, he went with his big day malchus. That's why the pasuk says, Vayered Melech Yisrael, Yehoshafat, to tell you this distinction. When you first see the Medrash, it's a Peldic Medrash. Doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Melech shemachal al kvoidoi, en kvoidoi moch. The king is moichel is kavod. Can't be moichel. A rav shemachal al kvoidoi, kvoidoi moch. A rebbe, he could be moichel is kavod. So the Brisker Rav explains, even if a rebbe is moichel is kavod, you still have to give him a minimum kavod. The Brisker Rav is masber, the pshat, because the Rambam brings down rav hamuvik, Shemachal al kvoidei kvoidei moch. That's the lashon of the Rambam. So the Brisker Rav asks, why does the Rambam say Rav Hamuvik? It's mashma only Rav Hamuvik. Adarabba. So the Brisker Rav learns there's two kovod. There's a kovod hider to get up, to give basic kovod. That you have for everybody. Anybody who's a Talmud Chacham or Rebbe. And then Rav Hamuvik, you have extra halachas. So the way the Brisker Rav understands is the Rav HaMuvik could be Meichel the extra kavod, but the hiddur, the basic hiddur you have to do. But a melech can't be Meichel any kavod. Melech shemachal ha-kvoide and kvoide machal. So l'chayra, how is Yehoshafat permitted to walk in like a regular person? Chazal are praising him. L'idiachan v'senusoy. What such a great humility that Yehoshafat, the tzaddik, that he went down like a regular guy. He shouldn't have even been allowed to do it. So I saw Reb Motel Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he has an interesting idea. He wants to say that since there's a concept of Malchus Choyle Kovod Lenovi, there's a concept in Chazal that a king can give honor to the Novi. And Memela, he says, it lies in that, that he could also be Moichel as Kavod. So even though there's a big difference. Because Melech, Choyle Kavod L'Navi, I understand. So he's a Melech. He still goes, the Gemara is only discussing, does the king go to the Navi, does the Navi go to the king? Fine. So if you hold, Malchus Choyle Kavod L'Navi, it's no different than the Melech has to go to David. The Melech Choyle Kavod L'Shechina. Right? But still, when the Melech goes to Davin, he goes with his big day Malchus. He doesn't take off his big day Malchus. Yeah. So the Chayra, Ramatul Gifter's analogy is not so poshut. And what's fascinating is that the Makor that he brings, the Gemara, actually brings the Raya is from Yehoram, not from Yehoshaphat. The Gemara says, you see, Yehoram went down to the Navi, is a Raya Malchus Choyle Kavod L'Navi. But there, it says Melech Yisrael. So I talk to Sua, the next door of the Tel Zerosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Tzik Sorotskin, in his Sefer, on Navi, he talk to for Kasha. He brings down the Gemara Brachas, Tav Yud, Milus Nevuah Choyleke Sivah Malchus or not, and the Gemara says, "Motzinu sheyerum halach etzel Elisha." That's the Gemara. V'tzorach biyo. Loma lo hiviu raya mi yishofot. V'ad rabbi b'medesh rabbi mevuyer sheyishofot noag b'amnivus. Ulfi zeh, if that's the case, yishofot machal loinoach kemelech. Elamai, he says, well, maybe that's why the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from Yehoram. Because maybe from Yehoshaphat you don't have a raya because he b'chlal didn't act like a king. He was like sort of being a simple man. So the reason why the Gemara in Brachas did not bring a raya from Yehoshaphat, that Melech Choyle Kavod L'Nevuah, Malchus Choylek is Kavod L'Nevuah, is because he taka went down like a simple man. Mashenk and Yehoshaphat went with his big name Malchus. Yehoram. But then he says, what do you mean? Avul tzorech biur. Eichut al yoyshofot leiri lefnei anovi. Shalei bivigdei malchus. Harei melech shemochel al kfoidei kfoidei mochel. How is he allowed to do it? Elamai. Teretziz bal korach mailus nevuach elekes ima malchus. So bring a raya from yoyshofot. This is what he's struggling with. But the truth is, that in Svara, it's very hard to understand what a Matal Gifter is saying. It's very hard to understand that the Melech has a right to take off his Big Day Malchus for that reason. Because Malchus Choylekes L'Novi means between the king and the Novi, the king goes to the Novi. Melech Shemach HaKvodim Kvodim Malchus is between the king and the Tzibur. The king has to always be a king. Can't lose his Malchus. He has to know who he is. I always say B'nai Torah. B'nai Torah has to know he's a higher caliber person. Person that's sitting ala Torah, Yoimim V'layla, is a different person. That's our responsibility a person has. You go to the supermarket, you go to a grocery, and somebody's schlepping bags and you don't help them, forgetting there's a Shaila in the Rishonim, there's a din of Hakam Tokim on a person. Some hold that if a person is struggling with bags, you have a chiyuv to help them. Just like you have a chiyuv if a guy's struggling, if a guy's animal is struggling. Right? You have to help. That's for sure. Al's chesed zichet. There's a mitzvah from Gemil's chesed. I'm talking about al-tokim-tokim. The Rashb in his tshuva says there's no hokim-tokim on a human being. The chiddush from the Rashb. The person is a bar das. There's no such thing as being over. There's no tzar bal chayim by Adam. No such thing as overloading an Adam. Whatever. The Rashb is a big chiddush. But the Rashb says there's no hokim-tokim. But a Ben Torah goes to the store, he passes by a woman struggling with bags, and he just passes by and doesn't help us. Ben Torah, you're a different standard. You can't get rid of your big day Malchus. You guys can't remember this, but maybe 20 days, 24 years ago, I was giving a shmuz. It's your problem. 24 years ago. I was giving a shmuz, then we went to trailers in Yeshiva Spring Valley. I saw, you remember those things. Chaim was by us in the trailers. Chaim was the sofer, he used to fix the sofer Torah. Sometimes the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. But Lamaisa, because of Chaim, I brought down a shayla in halacha, if we're allowed to read right away when he fixes it, or we have to wait for the ink to dry. Is it like a get? You can't give a get. So if Avad Yosef holds, if you can't give a get while it's wet, who had it when you write a oyster and say for Torah, it's not kosher until it's... So by asking yeshiva was negel amaisen. Because sometimes we find a middle laning a oyster that needs tikkun. You had a very old sefer Torah then. And Chaim, Rabbi Sapperstein's son, would come and he was a sefer, he would fix the sefer Torah. So you have to wait for it to dry. So I made a chiluk. I didn't learn like a bavadia. So I learned that by a get, you have to wait for it to dry, because otherwise it's efshel is dayef, shtar. Not because it's not an ois. If a bavad Yosef would be right, and he probably holds like that lamaisa, if a guy would write a letter on Shabbos, and it would dry after Shabbos, maybe he'd be potter, like the Mechas Chinuch. But anyway, that's not a gift here. How do we get into that? Oh, the shit. So anyway, I was giving a shmuz. A couple of guys in the yeshiva, they went to the local pool hall. There's a pool hall in Muncie called Cousins. I don't know if it's still there. It's called Cousins. So in yeshiva, when I used to give a shmuz, I tell the guys, I used to say, don't go to the mishpach. Because Cousins. I didn't say the word Cousins. I said, okay, it's the mishpach. Anyway, so one night, after night shader, a couple of guys went out into the Cousins. The mishpach. They went to mishpach. So I gave a shmuz the next day in yeshiva about that. So you know, there's a fellow in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Rosh Yeshiva now in Eretz Yisrael. He happened to be in yeshiva that day. He was in the yeshiva building. He was there. He told me he never forget that shmuz. Because that made the biggest impact. And I was giving a shmuz. I was trying to tell the guys, a ben Torah. You know what a ben Torah is? And then I wanted them to understand it. I went to the Aron Kodesh in the middle of the shmuz. I opened the Aron Kodesh. I took out the Sefer Torah. I came to the bima. Continued the shmuz, holding the Sefer Torah. Everybody was standing. They didn't know what to do. Stand, sit there. Everybody's like, they know what to do. I said, Rabbi, when you go into Cousins, it's what would you say if I now went with this Sefer Torah into Cousins? Like this. What would you say? Mezalzel the Sefer Torah. Crazy. You bring Sefer Torah into the pool hall. What would be crazy? They may smoking. Sitting there with the Sefer Torah. I said, you're walking Sefer Torah. So anybody with that shmuz, stop going. It worked. It did the job. Told me, Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah. You feel the Sefer Torah. A king has a chiyuv. He taka carries the Sefer Torah with him wherever he goes. He has a chiyuv to always be a melech. Melech be yof yov techazen einecho. Not to remove his malchus from himself. He's a king. So l'chayra, even though malchus cholekas covered l'navi, and the melech has to go to the navi, or can go to the navi, he still has to be a melech. So what heter did Yehoshaphat have to take off his big day malchus? A melech is a melech. Elamai wants to go to the navi, fine, so go to the navi. But what right do you have to take? So we don't really find in the Gedolei Achronim a mahalach to answer what the heter was. Again, other than this approach that maybe it was al tzmachus chayla covered, like a gifter is saying, but that's a very big chiddush to learn like that. And taka, if that would be the cheshbon, then Rabbi Yitzchok is right. The Gemara should have brought him Yehoshaphat as the raya malchus chayla covered l'navi. It's a better raya. It's a better raya. He even took off his big day malchus. So I'll tell you what could be a hesbar hadavar in why he took off his big day malchus. Besides what Chazal are telling us, that there was an anivus. There's no question that there was an anivus. No question. But what stemmed from the anivus? We don't find that in general when the melech spoke to the Navi, he was without his begadim. We only find over here this idea he was without his begadim. So I'll tell you like this. What's the reason why melech shemach ha'akvoy de'in kvoy de'moch? What's taka pshat? A king is better than the Rebbe? Rav shemach ha'akvoy de'in kvoy de'moch. Why is a king ainim machum? So the Gemara says, "Saim tosim alecha melech shetehei emosay alecha." That's the Gemara says there in Kiddushin. When you have a king, you have to have, part of the essence of who a king is, he has to instill fear. Shtei Mosei Elach. And Mimela, what comes out from the Gemara is, that's the essence of what a king is. In fact, I once gave an explanation that could be pshat in the Gemara Yuma. The Gemara brings down, in Yuma, I think, Daf Chav Beis, the Gemara brings down that sometimes you find that somebody could do more averis and get more kapara, and somebody could do less averis and not get kapara. And the Gemara makes a mashal, David and Shaul. The Gemara says, David HaMelech had two averis. The Olsoloi, still he got the kingdom. It didn't affect his kingdom. The Shaul ba'achas v'loi Olsoloi. That's the Gemara. Shaul did the chet with the Amalek, and he lost the kingdom. But the Gemara doesn't explain why Taka. Why did Shaul do one chet, he lost the kingdom? And David had two averis, he didn't lose the kingdom. The Gemara doesn't explain why. So I wanted to give a simple explanation. Explanation is like this. David, the chet that Shaul HaMelech did, contradicted his kingdom. The kingdom is a leadership role. The kingdom has to be Shatei Mosei Alecha. And Shaul HaMelech was afraid of the people. Ki Yoreis Yesom. He was afraid of the people. And what does Shmuel HaNavi tell him? Katan Ata Beinecha? Roi Shifta Yisraelat. Shmuel HaNavi tells Shaul, you can't be afraid. That's a contradiction with your mission. Memele, he had to lose the kingdom. Because the chet contradicted what he was there for. The chet wasn't stam a chet. It wasn't such a serious chet. As much as it conflicted the David had whatever chet he had. It wasn't a steer with the malchus. So that's the job of a melech. The melech has to be. A mosei olech. But we know that when Hashem came to Moshe Rabbeinu to reveal himself, that he should come to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, so Hashem revealed himself in the sneh. So Rashi brings down on the spot Parsha Shmos. Why did Hashem reveal to Moshe in the sneh? Hashem showed that since the Jews were in pain, Hashem is also in pain. And therefore Hashem revealed in a thorn bush, Kvayochel Tzar Hashchina. Imoyanoichi Betzor. That means part of the job of a king, part of the job of the king is to be margish the Tzar of the people. To be margish the pain of the people. That's the mission of the king. We don't have a better dugma than Melech Malchei Hamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be margish the Tzar of the people. But maybe we could say like this. Since when they came now to Elisha, the people with the Eis Melchama, the people were in a time of war. They were a time of desperation. They were dying from starvation, from thirst, from dehydration. Memela, part of the job of the melech is to be mafshit b'gdei malchus. That wasn't a steer with the kingdom. That's an imoy anoichi b'tzorah. And since this going to the Novi now was on behalf of the tzorah that Klal Yisrael was in, so the melech showed imoy anoichi b'tzorah. So Mela, his taking off his bigday malchus, wasn't a stereo with his malchus. Just the opposite. His taking off the bigday malchus is part of being a melech. Part of being a melech is to be margish that tsar. To be margish the tsar that they're going through. And that's a chelik of the malchus. I'll tell you a maaseh rav from Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky Zatzal. Somebody once came to him. And his kid was going through a certain difficult time. And the kid was very depressed over a very stupid thing. An Irish guy. And the father was dismissive of what the problem this kid had. It's nothing, it's stupid, it's not Irish. And the kid, this was a whole school for the kid who was going through this hard time. So the mother insisted that the father should come to Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv, they should ask a shayla by Rabbi Yankiv if his hanhog is proper. And the father told Rabbi Yankiv, this narishkeit the kid had, it was over mamish's stupidity. So the father told Rabbi Yankiv, I'm his father. I have to show him this is narish. I'm going to go mope with him. The kid is depressed because his sports team lost, so I should go and be bitzar, vishtatev, bitzar b'ni. I'm the father. I got to show a leadership role. Mamish this shayla that we're dealing with here in the Navi. And Rabbi Yankiv said, a chelik von seiner Tate is mishtatev sein in den narische Zahn von den Kindern. Part of being a father is you have to show your child that you share his pain even when it's narische Zahn. That's the muhus of a father. You want to be a father. You want to be stolz. I'm a father. That's a father. Fathers. And that's what Yehoshua taught us, that he went kehedyet. Klai Yisrael and Etzorah, he went banibus. He went on the level. He imoy anayichi b'tzorah. Okay.